This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3524 for Thursday the 3rd of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Wheels Addendum, How to Reliably Attach Wheels to PAR Robot Platform. It is hosted by Mechatroniac, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, the most difficult part of post-apocalyptic robotics, how to keep the wheels on.
Greetings, this is Mechatroniac, the Metatronic, for Hacker Public Radio and BitChute. This is an addendum to the last video, or the last podcast on Hacker Public Radio about making your Smash buggy, and which I described attaching your motors to your chassis that you've chosen and making a simple crash buggy just to see what can be done. So I thought I'd do an addendum here about wheels. I had an opportunity to fix the wheels on the Herald Interceptor. One of the wheels had come off. So let's do that. So here's a chance to look at the motor spindle without the wheels on directly. There's your two screws that hold the motor on. Make sure those are tight before you put the wheel on, because it'll be difficult to adjust them afterwards. The center hole is for that spindle hub on the motor. For this one, the chassis is a hard drive caddy bay type thing from a tower computer, and all those holes were already drilled for me, which is perfect, except one is kind of offset, so I have one wheel that's about a centimeter more to the front than the other one, but doesn't make a difference. Okay, so the wheel itself consists of a printer roller that's part of the paper path. Like I said, you take apart two printers that are the same. You're going to have four motors. You're going to have a bunch of these wheels too. Unless you have a motor with the gear on the spindle that fits perfectly inside of this hub on the wheel, you're going to have to make your own. And for this one, it's a piece of coax cut into a 1 centimeter length with the center conductor taken out, so that center space becomes where the spindle fits on. There's some electrical tape on the outside just to make it fit, and I think I used just plain epoxy to fit that hub onto there. We're going to use JB Weld to actually attach it to the spindle and make it work. So JB Weld is pretty much the only stuff that works that I've found. It's that steel-infused epoxy. So you mix up your two bottles, attach it to the wheel parts. Apply it to the wheel part and to the spindle. And you just throw that on there. And you wait. You wait about 15 hours or so. You might have to put a shim in. I just use one of the bottles here as a shim just to keep the wheel oriented the way I want it to be, because it can kind of move while it's drying, so keep that in mind. You're going to want your wheels all lined up so your high performance mechatronic vehicle does go where it's supposed to go. And I've done a bunch of testing, and it works really well. Yeah, lots of torque on this high performance vehicle. It really likes a smooth, like Lino type surfaces. Outside on a sidewalk or whatever, it's not as good with the concrete, a lot of bumps and vibration. This is a real street sport style. It's got street suspension. Bit like no suspension, real sporty suspension. So it's very responsive, very fast. And that's it, yeah. So wheels, the most difficult part, but I think we've got it. If you develop your own wheel technology, I'd be very interested to see that as well. All right, this is Mechatroniac signing off. This video is being uploaded first to BitChute. It's a bit of a switch since I do the narration on the video itself rather than podcast like the previous ones. So next time we will be putting it together with Arduino and a H-Bridge. So I hope you've all started gathering your printers, start taking stuff apart, and you have some parts for your post-apocalyptic robotics. It's been Mechatroniac signing off.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.